they had witnessed him in his humiliation, in his deep sufferings of body and of soul, witnesses to these things. They had received those infallible proofs of his resurrection. He had eaten with them. He had conversed with them, speaking, as it is recorded, of those things pertaining to the kingdom of God. They had received those sure tokens of his grace, witnessing that it was he himself. And now, as they stood amazed, astonished indeed, looking up to that place where he had disappeared out of their sight, received up into heaven, they were bidden to go again unto Jerusalem. They returned, we read, according to that command, unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey, awaiting for the fulfillment of those words of gracious promise concerning that outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God upon them, the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. He spake, 'tis recorded in John's Gospel, unto his disciples concerning that season when he must leave them. Their hearts were troubled. They could not and did not understand the full import of those things that he spake unto them. Of necessity he must go unto his Father, that the Holy Spirit of truth, the gracious comforter of his people, the third person in the glorious Trinity, might descend. Yea, he it was who had, as it were, governed the Church of God down throughout the ages. He who it was who had controlled all those things concerning her. Yet now, in abundant measure, was that work of the Holy Spirit to be revealed in those early churches. The promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. He has spoken revealed unto them that the Comforter must come, that they should receive from him those consolations after he himself, that is Christ, had returned unto his Father in heaven. John, he saith, truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Not many days hence. They had this promise. They waited for the fulfillment of the word. These angels, in the form of men, clothed in that white raiment, signifying their purity and their holiness, spake unto them. Yea, spake unto them the very word of God, this same Jesus. This was to be the very substance of their ministry. And as we spake a little this morning, it is surely the very substance of a God-sent ministry. Tis Jesus only. Tis with those Greeks we would exclaim, "Sir, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus." He, this same Jesus, shall so come. He spake a little concerning those instances in which he wrought great miracles in the days when he sojourned upon this earth. This same Jesus we would trace him a little, as we may be helped in his deep humiliation. He became obedient even unto the death of the cross. This same Jesus. Once in glory, now amidst this wicked generation, humiliated before men, he made himself of no reputation, came obedient, he served, he took upon himself that office of a servant, yet Lord of all. He who had at his control all things in earth as in heaven, yet this same Jesus stooped, condescending even to wash his disciples' feet. "I am amongst you," he said, "as one that serveth." This same Jesus. It is as if these angels from heaven would have these disciples of Christ to remember that he whom they had seen, even grieving over Jerusalem, mourning for her sad condition, was the Lord of heaven and of earth. That he whom they had beholden, even in that Garden of Gethsemane, bowed down, prostrate beneath that intolerable load of imputed sin, was the Lord of heaven and earth, this same Jesus. He who bade Peter return that sword into its sheath. Impetuous Peter, thinking that he would repulse that motley crew that came to apprehend Christ, took out that sword and smote the ear of the servant of the high priest. But the hour was now come. It was the hour of darkness. We read in that account of his power, for they fell back, even at his word, as dead men. This same Jesus permitted them to take him. 'Twas their hour, that hour of darkness. Not my will, said he, but thine be done. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink? This same Jesus, he whom they had seen, confounding the so-called wisdom of the Pharisees and the Sadducees as they sought to entrap him in their speech, they had witnessed those answers which confounded their wisdom. Never indeed spake man, ever spake man like this man spake. Such was the witness even of those soldiers as they returned unto their master. Never man spake like this man spake. Yet now this same Jesus, still full of that power, verily God and verily man, through that eternal love, that everlasting love towards his church, permitted himself to be taken captive by wicked men, this same Jesus. He, at their hands, was buffeted. He was spat upon. He was smitten with a reed, in out of the malice of their hearts. He opened not his mouth. As a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. This same Jesus. now silent before those false accusers. He who had afore, as we've said, confounded them in their speech, now permitted those false accusations to be railed against him. This same Jesus, he bore their malice, he bore their hatred, he permitted them to lead him. We read those words, they led him unto Calvary, he bearing his cross went forth unto Calvary. This same Jesus, that holy body, that perfect body, that knew no sin, now such a spectacle unto man. His visage was more marked than any man's. This same Jesus, this, oh, they had witnessed, this they had seen with their own eyes. Well, we might say, equipped as being eyewitnesses to those circumstances which had taken place in his humiliation, they were enabled to witness of these things in the church of God. This same Jesus, he whom they had seen having borne that deep humiliation at the hands of sinful man, now they had beholden, taken up into heaven, this same Jesus. Surely these are the foundation truths of our most holy faith. 'Twas Christ who suffered, 'twas Christ who bled, 'twas Christ who died, 'twas that same Christ who rose triumphant o'er those powers of death, sin, and hell. This same Jesus, they had witnessed those sufferings, those intense sufferings of his holy mind. They had seen him in the garden. His sweat was as it were great drops of blood. This same Jesus, they had seen him grappling with those powers of evil. This same Jesus, they had witnessed those evil things spoken of him around the cross. Yea, witnessed that power given unto man, even to nail those precious hands, those holy hands and feet, to that cross of wood, this same Jesus. They had heard those rail and rant upon him. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. They had seen that recorded o'er the cross. This is the King of the Jews. These things wrought out of the malice of man's heart by nature. Yet these things, which were indeed very truth, very truth himself, yea, according to those covenant engagements, he could not save. He saved others by that very work of redemption through the shedding of his most precious blood, this same Jesus. He whom they write upon as being the so-called King of the Jews was indeed, yea, is indeed, that one who reigns in Zion, reigns triumphant or the church of God, this same Jesus. They had witnessed those things wrought upon the cross. That 6 hour when darkness was over the face of the whole earth until the 9th hour, this same Jesus, certainly, said one, this is a righteous man, this same Jesus. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst, this same Jesus. In his sufferings, yea, amidst that solemn sacred season, those things were wrought, yea, even the heavens and the earth attested to the truth. It was indeed the Son of God who suffered there in the sinner's room, place, and sin. This same Jesus. Behold him in his petition unto the Father in heaven, Father, forgive them, this same Jesus. One who had borne all this, prayed even for those that so despitefully used him. Father, forgive them, this same Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, this same Jesus. He whose very body was torn asunder by the actings, the cruel actings of sinful men, this same Jesus sought forgiveness for those that so used him. Should we not think on these things? This same Jesus. This same Jesus. his body, which no tongue can tell, and more so in that holy soul, bearing that condemnation which was eternally due unto every member of his mystical body, that same Jesus, with strength enough, we read, and none to spare, that same Jesus, we might, with natural reasoning, say it would not be possible for him, with his expiring breath, to cry with a loud voice, "It is finished." But this same Jesus, with a loud voice, "O divinity, joined to holy humanity, reveals itself in those very throes of death, this same Jesus." He cried, "It is finished. It is finished." This same Jesus, who covenanted ere time to began to bring about that work of redemption, having accomplished that, cried with his expiring breath, "It is finished." Words of triumph, words of victory. "It is finished." This same Jesus, now this same dear man, this same dear man gave up the ghost. He laid down his life willingly for his church. "Greater love," we read, "hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren." Laid down his life willingly, this same Jesus. They took his body. They laid it, as we have read, in that sepulchre. 'Twas a sepulchre in which never man had been laid. Hear the provision with the rich in his death. Now it is as if the Father smiled upon him. The work was accomplished. Justice was satisfied. Laid with the rich in his death. There they laid it. One was struck with those words as we read, and the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. These were witnesses. Witnesses to those things. This was the same Jesus. The same dear man. Verily God. Verily man. This same dear one. Whom they crucified. They now laid. In that sepulchre. In which never man. Had before laid. There they covered him. With those garments. As the Sabbath drew on, they returned, prepared those spices, those ornaments, rested upon that Sabbath day, according to the commandment, there in that sepulchre, in the very bowels of the earth, the same Jesus. They were witnesses to these things. Witnesses to these things. that women were found early, ere it was light. They followed hard after Christ. Oh, that such gracious energy was realized in Zion in this our day. The gracious energy of the Spirit of following hard after Christ, seeking this same Jesus. They, those women, in Mary, oh, she beheld her risen Lord. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Had but to speak one word, her name. And she responded, Rabboni, which is to say, Master, this same Jesus, this same dear man who had cast out of her those many devils, she saw now risen from the dead, this same Jesus. She was bidden to go and tell the disciples of those things she had seen. Oh, and as we mentioned this morning, there were those further evidences during those 40 days ere he ascended into heaven, those further evidences of he being that same Jesus, that same dear man. They now witnessed his ascension. Soon they were to receive that commission to go forth into all the world and preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that same Jesus. That same dear man. By faith we verily believe, is now sat down at the right hand of God. These things we trust revealed unto us by the Spirit of God. For 'tis his office, Christ having now been received into glory, 'tis his office to reveal those things concerning this same Jesus. He who laid those 3 days in the sepulchre, arose triumphant, ascended into heaven, and is sat down at the right hand of his Father in glory. This same Jesus, this God-man, as he went, oh, can we so put it simply, so he is. Wound still gaping wide. A man there is, a real man, with wound still gaping wide. As he was, so he is. Perhaps those few simple words encompass the meaning of the same, which these angels from heaven witness unto the disciples, that same Jesus. Now, he who is possessed of that holy human soul feels for each tempted member's pains, for our afflictions, is that same Jesus. He it is who advocates their cause, that same Jesus. He points to that one sacrifice for sin, for that victory which he accomplished over the powers of evil. He points to that justice satisfied by the shedding of his most precious blood, this same Jesus. He carries on that work in heaven's high court above. That same Jesus, that same dear man. There, oh, there he pleads their cause. He opens his mouth for the dumb. He who himself was dumb under the weight of imputed guilt. He who himself could not open his mouth against his accusers because that laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Now, for the dumb, for those guilty souls, for those that feelingly are condemned under the law, he opens his mouth, this same Jesus, this same dear man. He opens now his mouth, as it were in heaven's high courts above, and pleads. Yea, and with that pleading, there is assuredness. It is a prevailing plea. For it is founded, as one says, upon right, upon that satisfaction of the law. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. This same Jesus. In Christ Jesus. This same Jesus. And this one who thus hath gone before, yea, gone before his brethren, yea, to prepare those mansions in the skies, those places prepared for a prepared people, will surely come again. The word records it, and this is to be encompassed in the ministry of this same Jesus. He shall come again. He shall come again in like manner. Yea, in the fullness of his glory. Not as before, as a babe in Bethlehem, but descending from heaven, as they beheld him ascend into heaven, he shall come again, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. This is the promise of God. The fulfillment of it is sure and certain. The word of the Lord, it cannot fail. It is from everlasting to everlasting. He shall come again. May we be found as those wise virgins, with oil in our lamps, with grace in our hearts, when the bridegroom of our soul shall come, when that summons shall be heard, the bridegroom coming, may we be ready. May we be ready, for he shall come. He shall come. In like manner, the days testify the state and condition in which the world is found, testify to the fulfillment of this truth. For the word of God reveals those things that shall abound in the latter days. Things which are surely being brought to pass. May our eyes be opened to realize it. May we be found upon our watchtower, watching and praying. We read, these returned unto Jerusalem, and they continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. They continued till that season shall come. May it be ours so to continue till that season shall come. come, it surely will. And that same Jesus, that same dear man, will return and gather his redeemed unto himself for a never ending eternity.